السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمدللہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمدللہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله ورسوله، لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو إخوة أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم، أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها، أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. That's why it's important to be a hafiz. Ulama-e-kiram, respected brothers, our sisters who listen over receivers, I have recited a verse of the Quran Sharif which just came to mind a little while ago. It is from Surah Al-Mujadila. We know that it is a time for elections, and everybody is talking of the different parties. There are different groupings, different parties, and everybody is talking about which party we should be voting for, which party is the best of all parties, or which is the lesser of the two evils, or which is nothing but a devil. In devil there is evil, meaning which one has got the greatest amount of evil. Now this is what happens all over the world when it is election time. That you will get some parties who will be good, you will get some who will be bad, and you will get some who will be worse. So I am not going into the different parties that we have who are campaigning or standing for election, or the people that are standing for election. I want to give you what the Quran Sharif says about different parties. The Quran Sharif also talks about parties. It's a discussion which requires many, many hours, and we will still not be able to do justice. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, every word of His kalam is full of wisdom. It is full of meaning. There is an ocean in every word. The ayat of the Quran Sharif which I have recited, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about His party. But before we come to that, let us just try and get a picture of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes before that. So before that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the munafiqeen. There's no time to go into any tafsir. This ayat just came to mind. So I haven't even really planned what I am going to speak, but nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the munafiqeen. That these munafiqeen, they began to befriend the Jews. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ. That these people who were the hypocrites, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells the believers that they are neither from amongst you nor are they from those people that they are now befriending, and that is the Jews. Although there were many munafiqeen from the Jews, even Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul was the leader, was from amongst them. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells the believers that these munafiqeen who are now befriending the Jews, and they are giving them all your secrets, they are neither from you nor from them. Because when they came to the Muslims, then they said, we are believers, and whatever male ghanimat, whatever war booty the Muslims get, then we must also get a share in it. They even joined the Muslims in battles, and then turned around, like it happened in the Battle of Uhud. 300 of them turned around and left Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with 700 people. And yet the opposition was 3,000. They built a masjid which was, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that don't make your namaz in that masjid because it is masjid of dirar. They gave it the name of masjid, but it was not for the purposes of ibadat, zikr, tilawat. It was not for the purposes of propagation of the deen of Allah ta'ala. That masjid was built for no other purpose but to plan attacks against the Muslims themselves. It was for no other purpose but mischief. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told not to make namaz in that. He was on a journey. These people had approached him, then must come back, make namaz in there. To give some kind of authenticity and some kind of registration of that masjid. That it is a masjid of the believers. So these munafiqeen at every turn, they were out to harm the Muslims. Now they began to befriend the Jews to such an extent that every secret of the Muslims was given to the Jews. Because they were outwardly believers, so they used to come in the masjid. They used to read loudly also the Durood Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam when they come in. And they used to tell the Muslims that we are believers, we are your brothers. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exposed their evil. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam even mentions the names of certain munafiqeen, although it was never his habit to do so, to cause some kind of embarrassment. But he was receiving wahi. There was no question of just people like us just pointing fingers, you are a munafiq, you are a munafiq. We have no right to do that. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is in the hearts. Yes, the signs of a hypocrite can be in any Muslim, any time. In our time, we can say that you have a sign of a hypocrite. If the person is speaking lies, if the person is not fulfilling his promises, one is the person made a promise and had every intention of fulfilling it. And then due to some unforeseen circumstances, he was unable to do so. So that is excused. But where the person has got no intention of fulfilling those promises, or the person is entrusted and he betrays the trust that is placed in him, or when the person is engaging in a kind of discussion, or he enters into some kind of argument, then this person starts using abusive language, vulgar language. So then these are signs of a hypocrite. So that we can say. Or the person is very negligent with his salah. He hardly reads anything in his namaz. When his namaz he is making also, it is just hit and run kind of namaz. His heart is never in the masjid. Now there are lots of signs of the hypocrite. But we are talking about those hypocrites who at heart had kufr in them, disbelief in them, and outwardly they were just proclaiming to be Muslims. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exposed them in many, many ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one majlis of his said, Ukhruj ya falan, ukhruj ya falan, you get out, you get out. On one occasion he even did that. Because he was informed by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent wahi to him. It must have been an occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to plan or discuss some strategy, and these people were there. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that these people are there just to get some information so that they may pass it on to those Jews and pass it on to those enemies so that the Muslims can be defeated. Whatever it was, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed him. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also discusses those people and say that the one characteristic of this, I'm just giving you the gist, the meaning, very, very briefly, what is meant, what is discussed, that one of their characteristics was taking qasams and oaths. qasams and oaths was their characteristic. The front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also they took oaths. Front of the believers also they took oaths. Front of anybody they took oaths. In fact, it was very strange that when they came to the believers, they took oaths, we are with you. But now the Jews didn't trust them because they said these people are there with the Muslims. So they went that side and took oaths again that we are with you. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. Neither this side nor that side. That was their characteristic. Taking qasams, false qasams and false oaths. So those people who have got that habit of taking false oaths and qasams, then it means that they've got a very strong trait of the munafiq in them. The person is taking false oaths and qasams. And is swearing sometime in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As I mentioned many a times, there are two parties and both are Muslim parties in court. And they are having some kind of argument or difference of opinion, or they are having some kind of battle. So they, both parties, will raise their hands and say, I swear in the name of God that whatever I am saying is the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. So we are swearing in the name of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala must help us to speak lies. Because one party is definitely speaking lies, both can't be right. So one person is saying, oh Allah, help me in these lies that I'm about to speak. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they take false oaths and qasams. So much so that on the day of Qiyamah when they will rise, on that day too they will take qasams. On that day too they will take qasams that no, we were believers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then expose them as we know the different evidences that will be given. The evidence will be given by our bodies. The evidence will be given by the earth. The evidence in the scrolls, everything that was written, all this evidence will be produced. Somebody said that how can the earth give evidence? So I said, what is the tape recorder? What is the computer? All these cameras and everything else that are recording and taking pictures, what are they? From where is it manufactured? If you go deep into it, it's nothing but components that have been made, or the parts of the computer and the parts of the video camera and the closed circuit TVs and everything else. It is all from the earth. You have to get the material from the earth. Where else are you going to get it from? So if man can take some silver from here, some iron from there, some steel from there, some sand from here, some plastic from there, some water from there, and make some kind of computer and make some kind of cameras and make some kind of recorders. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made that whole earth into a tape recorder, what is the doubt in that? So on the day of Qiyamah also this is what they will do. But after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that these people are the Hizbu Shaitan. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. These people are the party of Shaitan. I was telling you that now is the talk of parties, different parties. So this party, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, is the party of Shaitan. And Allah ta'ala has given their end result. What kind of humiliation, what kind of suffering, and what kind of penalty they will receive. All that Allah Ta'ala has described in the verses before, this verse which I recited. So that is the party of Shaitan. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about his party. And his party, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that you will never find a people, again giving you the gist, we can't go into any detail, we can't even go into proper translation and meaning. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. People who believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who have got a belief in Allah Ta'ala, it's not that they've just got some kind of knowledge that Allah Ta'ala exists. That kind of knowledge everybody has. Besides those who are atheists, in fact, they too, when they are in great difficulty, take them all, go to the mid-ocean there and try and drop them from a helicopter down into the ocean and they cannot swim, then they too will say, oh, help me God, help me God. Never believed in God, but there they will believe in God. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that those people who believe in Allah ta'ala and they believe in the day of judgment, and this is what makes a person just, honest, truthful, keeps him away from hypocrisy, from lies, from cheating, from breaking of promises, from false oaths and qasams, from adultery, from fornication, from porn sites on the internet, and from any kind of evil and haram. If a person believes truly in Allah Ta'ala, is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, almighty, powerful Allah, Qawiyyun Aziz. Allah Ta'ala's power is not that he cannot implement that power. There are many governments of the world who have got a lot of power, but they can do nothing with that power. The Arab world, we think, do not have any power. Look at the might and power that they have in the form of their ammunition and their helicopters and their gunships and their navies and everything else. There's a lot of power. But when a Muslim country or when a small Muslim community residing in Palestine is bombarded from all sides, their roofs are blown, their homes are shattered, their lives are taken, phosphorus and other kinds of bombs are used. At that time, the entire Arab world remains silent and they keep on observing. Why? They have the power, but they cannot use that power because they are afraid that if they have to use any part of that power, then the superpower will destroy their power. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power is not like that, that there is a kind of a fear. Allah ta'ala is Aziz, is Qawi. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it. These people who believe in Allah Ta'ala and in the last day, in the day of judgment, in Akhirat, they've got a firm conviction and belief, then you will never find them, once again giving you the gist, that you are duna man hadd Allah wa rasoola, that they befriend those people who are opposing Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who are disbelievers, those people who are the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. You won't find these people who believe in Allah in the last day, making them their bosom pals and friends, as these munafiqeen were doing. That they befriended these Jews and were giving them all the information and all the secrets. So you will never find a person that is a believer in Allah Ta'ala in the last day doing such kind of thing. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. Now these evil characteristics and evil actions and evil deeds which were mentioned were present in the life of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. You will never find these traits in these believers. And if these traits are present in some of their family members, it is present in their fathers or their sons, abnaahum, or ikhwanahum, in the brothers, or ashiratahum, or in the family. That means if these traits of nifaq and hypocrisy and kufr and shirk are in these people, then you won't find a believer in Allah and the day of judgment befriending them. Because they are opposing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These are the people in whose hearts Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written iman. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala strengthened them with the spirit from His side. Allah ta'ala will enter them into Jannat, beneath which rivers flow. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala extremely pleased with them, they extremely pleased with Allah ta'ala. Now all these things have been mentioned. And after that, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Now this is the party of Allah. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that that party of Allah, that is the one which will be successful. Victory is for the party of Allah Ta'ala. So just as we know of so many different parties, birthday party, engagement party, wedding party, walima party, and all kinds of parties. Then in the elections we know of so many different political parties. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also talks of two parties. One is the party of Shaitan and one is his party. So now the choice is ours which party we want to choose. But we must not misunderstand that is befriending that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Making them your friends. And a friend is upon the deen of his friend, the way of life of his friend. If you want to know about a person, they say inquire from the friend. Don't see how much of namazes you saw him making in the masjid. A person can be making a lot of namazes in the masjid, but that is not what he could be at home and outside. So you must find out from the wife or find out from the friends that what is this person all about. Has the person had dealings with somebody? Ask those people, what do you think about this person? If the person has traveled with somebody, ask those people, what do you think of this person? Because he has traveled with you long distances. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not saying that we cannot have any kind of relationship at all with them. A person, even if he is a non-Muslim, he has a right over us that we must be honest and truthful. In fact, we should be even more honest in our dealings with such non-Muslim. Because if we are not going to do so, we will turn him away from Islam. In all our actions, if the person is our neighbor and is a non-Muslim, then we must go the extra mile to see to it that this person is not hurt or injured or caused any kind of inconvenience without any justification. Because the person is not going to see who we are, he is going to say he is a Muslim and see how he is behaving. So as far as good relationship is concerned, to be honest and truthful and in our dealings to be above board with them, not to harm them and cause them any kind of difficulty and inconvenience without justification. That is the sign of a Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he instructed himself that we must be extremely good. If a person's mother is a non-Muslim, father is a non-Muslim, some family members are not Muslims, then he didn't say that you must distance them altogether and you must have nothing to do with them and you must hate them and you must throw them out of the houses or anything like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked that we should be compassionate, we should be kind, we should help them and assist them. But وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But if they ask you to worship anyone besides Allah Ta'ala, to bow down to before anyone besides Allah Ta'ala, to consider anyone as a Khaliq and Malik and creator and sustainer and everything else besides Allah Ta'ala, if they ask you to do idol worship or they ask you to do anything that is haram, so then there you distance yourself. There's no obedience to the creation when it comes to disobedience to the creator. But otherwise we are told to be kind. Look at the number of incidents there are in the books of Hadith Sharif. So to give them gifts and to call them towards Islam with kindness, with generosity, and to use the sword of our akhlaq and win their hearts. That is permissible, not only permissible, it is necessary. What we are saying is that when we become so close friends, bosom friends, that we become very, very ashamed and apologetic and we are afraid then to make our salat or to say that this interest taking and giving is haram, or the woman feels very, very ashamed to have a hijab or niqab, and we also feel ashamed to practice our Islam, and we keep on accepting all their traditional customary practices until finally our home also becomes the same, our lifestyles become the same, our goings and comings become the same, our dressing becomes the same, and all our eating habits and everything else becomes the same, and our drinking habits and our dancing and clubbing and everything else. So then that is the area where we have been told that it is not permissible, you must distance yourself from that. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that those who do that, they are from Hizbullah. They are the party of Allah Ta'ala. So with regards to the political parties, a person can make his choice. Here what I am talking about is that for every Muslim, whether he is voting or not voting, and whether he is a politician or not a politician, whether he is an engineer, doctor, teacher, lawyer, whether he's a Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, Haji Sahib, whatever he is, for every person Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala lays down this usul and this principle that we have to choose the party of Allah Ta'ala. Then, with regards to the elections that are coming up, as I said, that is a whole subject. If I have to tell you vote for so and so, then you say, Maulana, what do you know about elections and what do you know about selection? What do you know about voting and parties? And if I have to tell you don't vote, then you say, but we have to vote. We're living in a country where we have to interact. So the ulama and the muftis have given the permissibility, and in such a country it is permissible, it's acceptable. We must make an effort, go in wherever we can assist and help and bring about some changes. But it must not be just for the plate and for the stomach. It must be for service to mankind and humanity, and distance ourselves from those areas which are haram and forbidden. I conclude that in India, when we were there in the 60s, there was an election. And believe me, this is what this person said. He said that the first time when I stood for election, then it was for myself. It was for myself, for my family. First of all, it was for myself, that I wanted to make enough money to make sure that I have a good home, good car, bank balance and everything else. The second time when I stood for election, say that time it was for my family and friends, that I wanted to make sure my close friends and family, they also got enough money, good home, good car and good everything. I'm telling you the truth, he says that this was my intention. But this time I'm standing for you. This time if I'm elected, I'm going to serve you. But if you are not going to vote for me and vote for the person who's standing the first time for election, then he's going to start with himself, then his family, and by the time he'll come to you, it will be another 15 years. So therefore, I beg you to vote for me for your own benefit. Now that is our voting nowadays. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all sehat, afiyat, salamati. Allah Ta'ala must remove the pain, suffering and difficulties of the ummah. Allah Ta'ala must bless us with security, with aman. Protect our iman, Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.